Good day to you. This is Pastor Greg of One Hope Fellowship in Norfolk, Nebraska, and Community of Believers Church in Creighton, Nebraska. Today is Saturday, April 11th. I'm continuing today with my homebound series, seeking to teach and encourage during this time of sheltering in place and maintaining social distance. The Gospels say only two things about this Saturday. Luke says that when Jesus was buried, the women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment. That's Luke 23:55-56. Matthew 27:62-66 tells us, the next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' and the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. It was a day of silence, a day of deep, heartbreaking grief. Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. John, who refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved, had been at the crucifixion, and in fact took Jesus' mother Mary into his home afterward, according to John 19:26-27. That had to leave a mark on his life. Judas had already committed suicide at this point. He was filled with regret over his actions, threw the money that he had been paid into the temple, and then went and hanged himself. The rest are unseen and unmentioned on this day, but it's sure that they were filled with agony. At this point, it's likely that none of them are thinking about Jesus' many predictions that he would be put to death and then rise on the third day. And if they were, they didn't believe him. They weren't eagerly waiting at the tomb early on Sunday morning for him to appear. And when he did appear to them all on Sunday night, they thought he was a spirit, a ghost. But appearances can be deceiving. It appears that very little was happening on this day. But we know, because the Holy Spirit has given us the information, that while Jesus' body was in the tomb, his spirit was alive and well. 1 Peter 3:19-20 says, "He went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 persons, were brought safely through the water." So Jesus proclaimed his victory to the unrighteous dead who were awaiting judgment. He also emptied paradise, where the righteous dead waited the resurrection, leading out a multitude of captives to heaven, Ephesians 4:8 says. This was a fulfillment of Psalm 68:18. "You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train, and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there." You know, we often see people in Scripture having to wait for the fulfillment of God's purposes. Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years for a son after God had promised them. Joseph waited several years in prison waiting to be released. The people of Israel waited in Egypt for 400 years. David waited many years for the Lord to fully remove Saul from the throne. The man who was blind from birth waited decades for God to work. The disciples waited for the Spirit to come after Jesus' ascension to heaven. The church waits now for Jesus to return. No one likes to wait, especially in our time. We want it now, but nonetheless, we can't hurry God's plan and purpose. Peter writes in his second letter that we should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through the apostles, knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." 2 Peter 3:2-4. People don't like to wait. And the fact they have to wait is often an excuse for rebellion and faithlessness. Jesus said he's coming back. Well, where is he? It must not be true because we have to wait. But Peter gives us this assurance in 2 Peter 3:8-13. "But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, the elect, not wishing that any of the elect should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed." Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The Lord was not slow about his promise to raise Jesus on the third day. They simply had to wait for the third day to arrive. The Lord is not slow about his promise to bring all things to a glorious end. We simply have to wait for his purposes to be achieved. And those purposes are the salvation of his people, the elect. He's not going to cut the time short, because that would mean the loss of many of his children, and he is not willing to lose even one. So what about today, April 11th, 2020, this cold Saturday, as we shelter at home and socially distance and everything seems to be on hold? I don't know what specific thing the Lord is bringing to pass in your life, or in my life, for that matter, but I know that he is at work. Jesus is building his church and interceding for us. The Father is hearing the prayers of his Son as he intercedes, and the Father is answering yes to every single one of those prayers. And the Spirit of God is transforming us into the image of Jesus Christ faithfully, without stopping. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. That's 1 John chapter 3. You and I have to wait. So let's wait in patient faith, comforted by the promise and the faithfulness of God. This is Pastor Greg of One Hope Fellowship and Community of Believers, hoping and praying that you are in the Lord Jesus Christ today by faith, and that he enables you to wait in hope for the good things he is bringing to all of his people. Join us tomorrow morning in our live stream at 10:30 a.m. at the One Hope Fellowship Facebook page or on onehopefellowship.org. God bless.